Thank you for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, Deuteronomy chapter 26, 8 through 10. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. He brought us into this place and gave us this land, the land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first fruit of the ground, which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. Too often, our prayers are petitions, requests, right? God, I want this. God, I need this. God, please do this or that. While petitions are certainly part of talking to the one on whom we are dependent, we need to take time to thank God for all he's done and all he is doing. Today's passage describes a time when the people of Israel brought the first of their harvest to the Lord. The offering acknowledged that God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt and brought them to fertile land where they could enjoy the fruit of the ground. Giving God the first of the harvest was an acknowledgement that he provided it and that all of it really belonged to him. And they set their baskets down before the Lord, and they worshiped him in thanksgiving. So here are the talking points as you pray today. Today, no requests. Let's just worship God in thanksgiving. Reflect on all that God has done for you, provided for you, how he's cared for you. Thank him for using his mighty hand and outstretched arm to work on your behalf. And as you gather with your children or grandchildren, guide them in a time of thanksgiving. Remind them that all they have comes from God, and then lead them in prayers of thanksgiving. So, Lord, all things belong to you. I confess that. Everything I have, you have given me. So I thank you, and I worship you for all you've done and all you're doing in my life. Thank you for food, clothing, and shelter, things I admittedly take for granted. Thank you for all your spiritual blessings. And Lord, today I want to live a life of thanksgiving. Just keep me in tune to give thanks to you throughout the day. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.